Hi there. The word for you today is hard work. Ephesians 6 verse 7, Paul writes, "Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men." There's a cute story about a jockey who won more races than anybody else. When he was asked how he did it, he said before every race he went into the stables and read this poem to his horse. Roses are red, violets are blue, horses that lose are made into glue. Now seriously, God doesn't take that approach with us. Thank God he doesn't. But since he was the first employer in the universe, his word has a lot to say about the responsibilities and rewards of hard work. Listen to Paul. "Servants, respectfully obey your earthly masters, but always with an eye to obeying your real master, Christ. Don't just do what you have to do to get by, but work heartily. As Christ's servants, doing what God wants you to do. And work with a smile on your face, always keeping in mind that no matter who happens to be giving the orders, you're really serving God. Masters, it's the same with you. No abuse, please, and no threats. You and your servants are both under the same master in heaven. He makes no distinction between you and them." That's Ephesians 6, verse 5 through 9 in the Message. If you're the boss, by the way, Andrew Carnegie offers the following four insights. Number one, organize. Always make sure you have the right person in the right slot. Number two, deputize. Don't micromanage people. Give a man or a woman full authority to do the job you hired them to do. Then give them the freedom to do it. Number three, supervise. In life, you don't get what you expect. You only get what you inspect. And number four, recognize. Good workers are hard to find. If you want to keep the ones you've got, then begin to recognize and reward their efforts.